Tommy, I told him to postpone the trip. He's going to scrub the Nigerian leg and postpone the Soviet portion.
Right.
And he will be here on Thursday.
Good.
And he's very happy with the arrangement we discussed of being available.
So that he doesn't have to cut any ties. I think he's interested in the money. There's a real banker. Okay, John, I mean, he's willing to. I mean, he's never going to say no if I put it to him awful hard. But on the other hand, it's better for us this way.
Much, much better. Much better. So that's in line. Now, Rose, I talked to Chappie, and he said, I feel that Nagin and I'll consider what I can do and be back to you later today.
Good.
I'm fairly optimistic that he may accept us, and I said it'd be short term, of course, and he won't have a conflict problem. You're a counselor.
That's right.
So he's quite pleased.
We just need a guy here to just ride her to the end.
That's right. That's right.
Of course, once we get ready to confirm, we leave the damn questions of what the hell over there, you know, the Justice Department.
Now, I've been unable to talk to Elliot because he's been testifying all morning. As soon as he gets out, he'll call me.
Right. Just mainly the doctor. He has total support, and I thought he handled himself pretty good.
I've had some lengthy discussions with Ash. And we're now doing two things. We're considering whether or not you want to in making some conceptual statements on Thursday, whether you would want to make some fundamental changes on the counselor business. Roy is very much opposed to the counselor business. He said it's not working. But I said,
I don't think we should flush it out. But right then, I'm not quite ready to do that. Let's do it in a more natural way.
That's what I thought.
And
we'll get the whole package together for you to be sure that you're comfortable with
it. Yeah. Like, the way I would do the counseling thing is I would say that because it's in the background, let's see, we could simply. I think the thing to do is to just let it die without saying anything about it.
Don't do it again. There are a couple of staff people that are across the street that are related to this thing. It just hasn't worked. And no one's used it. And rather than move on now, though, I'd like to go over. This is linked to the vice president's problem.
Yeah.
The policy versus day-to-day operations, which we've got to keep him out of.
Yes.
And whether or not we want to bring Rumble House in or can bring him in quickly. I'm not so sure we're going to be able to find a good
FBI man.
FBI. The only guy, and he's very good, is this guy Gates.
Who's Gates?
Gates is a man who...
Is a former FBI guy?
Former FBI man.
But why not consider him?
Well, they're checking him out for me today, and I'll have something at the end of the day.
Well, if he's, I'll tell you, if he's available, if he's clean, God darn it, we'll move on him.
Well, he looks good now.
Yeah.
Now, I've talked to Clements. Schlesinger,
yeah.
And
that's done.
Nicole. It's all done. They're all just absolutely delighted. Clements is happy as a pig.
Good.
He likes Schlesinger.
Right. And Colby is probably delighted to get both promoters.
He is, and he's going to be good. So that package is done and ready.
I would have him as a family. I would invite him.
That's what I'm going to ask you. Yeah. If you have them all there, it would be good. The question is, do we want Clemens there too as acting secretary at the present time?
What?
No, Richardson.
Richardson will be there. No, I would have Richardson there. I would not have. Is Kleinke still here? Well, basically. Well, I guess you could have. If Kleinke is there, he's still. No, he has resigned.
He's
gone. Well, then Richardson should sit in the attorney general's chair. And then I would have, I'd have Schlesinger there and have him sit in the bench chair. You know what I mean? I've nominated him. I will have nominated that day.
I think that's a better one.
And,
I have the new CIA guy there. So
that'd be,
senior staff tomorrow, a meeting. They need a feeling of
right.
Of fire.
Right.
And I could go
on the eve there. No.
No, sir. Unless you'd like to drop in, just to drop in.
I can do that.
I think it would be good.
Sure, we have it, Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Except this one goes to the integrity of the
set the legal attacks.
What'd you say? What do you want? Who set the lead?
General, any rebuttals we have to make, they keep the lead on the tactics.
Father General?
Yes, sir. Now, yesterday you had to go out. It was a little specific, but it was basically a general statement and not a roll call on. Let them do the rest. And not get drawn into day-to-day mismatch with Dean and where it comes from. The drill will happen until we have a termination of the hearings.
Oh, the hearings are going to go on. See, that's another reason why I shut up today. God, if the damn hearings begin, they're going to have somebody popping off every day about some goddamn story after story. We're going through it. We're going to go through a long period here. All the stories that will be played if they were new.
There's different.
The whole story of the, who did what to them.
Yes, sir, but the answer is different. It's then litigation. It's then being done, and there's no way that we can comment or should, and the people will be so sick with their
words. I'm not going to comment on the hearings or anything else. Anyway, only the president knows about security. Of course, I know about the crazy son of a bitch. I fired the ass of anybody to talk about such a crap. The thing is that the places where we have difficulty not commenting is when they try to drag the president in.
Something new, a new revelation that's coming out of this. There we have to think very carefully.
Yeah. If they drag the president, if it's somebody else, I wouldn't say anything. You get my point?
Yeah.
What they have to say about anybody else, I just have nothing whatever to say. Our whole job now is to say, just to react in the event that they, whenever they attack the president, the president. See, and they'll try to do that. Some will not, I don't know, some are concerned probably about really destroying the presidency.
I think they're great.
The thing that you mentioned, they know that.
Yeah.
Huh?
The great majority do not want this. It's not going to happen. I see a degree of respect now in many respects. Even in the Washington Post.
Really?
This jackass made a statement yesterday to try to draw him into an attack on me, this investigator who got the prize, Pulitzer Prize yesterday. He said, the president's been right about the comment of the press and the response. His comments were justified. Now, of course, he's trying to make himself a statesman and a national figure.
Comments about the press, how?
That the, the general administration attack on the irresponsibility of the press over the last 4 years.
And he said, well, and so we've been wrong, too. They haven't, we have.
That's right.
They've been held a lot more.
He said that, too.
But I admit that they've never admitted theirs.
That's right. He said the president has admitted his. And he said, when I'm wrong, I have that. He said, we have. Classifying.
classify those.
Dean was not lying. I thought he was lying about that. How we got there.
then, but I did not.
Well, he had the wrong date, you said. He had the 17th.
So nothing was on the
17th? There was nothing on the 17th. But there was a meeting on the 15th. The circumstance really looks, doesn't look good because that's the day the indictment's arraignment. 15th. So what we've got to do here is keep a pattern down.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's good if you know.
That's really why.
And I simply, the way I would have that is to just simply say, or we'll say nothing. We're going to say nothing about this. Just keep our denials general. But let Bob say, why, of course he came in, which he probably will. And then the idea that he just reported it on the good. I didn't bother me anyway at the point he said, I just didn't think that, I don't recall it. But it would be the most logical thing in the world for Dean to come in and report it. They just handed down the indictments. And we've got seven people, and that's that.
Good job.
And if we said, oh my God, it was.
That's right. And what do you have to say?
We wanted it done. We wanted it indicted.
That's right. Well, I,
That's the only thing, and I don't think there's any other one now, I swear to God. I was relying on Bob here, though, I must say.
Well, that's right. And then, good God.
I see so that many people.
It could not be.
But I have no, I can assure you, independent recollection, whatever, of Dean in the office at that time, talking about the damn, talking about the, unless it was simply a routine report on it, which could have been, which could have been very possible. Thank you. statements have been handed down. I've been a perfectly natural thing to do.
This is
part of the game recorders now. That's what I'd say. That's the way to handle that.
No, the whole thing is based on what we're saying.
Well, the whole point is that he tries to give the impression that we delighted that he had, if not, you know what I mean, that he covered something up. He really wasn't trying. He really didn't take the implication. He was not mad.
No.
It was basically we were smiling. There were grins all over the place about the fact, well, good God, if there were any grins, it was the fact, thank God we finally got it for ice cream.
That's right.
That was all.
Well,
in September, what the hell do we care September about? We just want to get it done. I want to get the damn case over with. I might have been relieved, I must say, though. I must have said I might have been relieved if they hadn't indicted Mitchell. Or McGruder, or somebody.
Of course. Well, nobody else has it. That's the way we'll keep it. It has to be that way, it just will.
I think the president's got to ask.
You know, if you can build anything out of a presidential garden like that, I'd receive hundreds of people.
Well, would you be sure to let King Mayor, how to, as he's the volume, contact with him?
I'll let him tell him tomorrow. Yes, I have my written tomorrow.
And have him just say, look, there is an indication of a meeting on the 15th.
Just so he's aware.
Just so you're aware of it. And but also point the president has no recollection whatever of the meeting, and I cannot recall it. And I hope to God he has a recollection. And that it might be just as well for him to do it. Don't I want a little memorandum from him as to what the hell the meeting was? Bob probably has a memorandum on it. Or do it.
Well, that's not me.
Well, I'm not going to testify.
I don't think Bob knows. No, I don't think he knows.
That he had the meeting?
You know, he remembered it and the details.
Well, you see, even Bob was an MCT. He might not have even recalled bringing Dean.
That's right.
Dean in, you know, about.
And I wonder, is it a good idea to tell him, huh?
What? That there was a meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. By all means, he must not be in a position where he denies. That's an indication, you could say, of a brief meeting on the 15th. I would just simply say that.
He's got
the end of the day, he's got to know more. He mustn't let him get it. See, he would not intend to deny something, but he may be believing the 17th is the right day, but he could simply say, yes, he did report, and he's got to be perfect. Bob must have everything else told the truth. Everybody must tell the truth, you know. And the worst you can do, far worse than getting involved in this, even obstruction of justice, is the guy is perjured. Let me tell you, little sir, I need to know. I mean, he needs to know. Well, I'm glad you told me. Don't ever, let me say, you always keep, I'm in this room, Bob, and you should have told me more about this thing, as it turned out. But boy, don't ever keep anything from me. I need to know. Don't bring me crap out. I don't need to know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Things like this are not them, and I need to know. I mean, I know what the hell the stuff is. I'm confident I told you everything that I know about my own conversation with Dean, whatever it's worth.
That's fine. We're just always better on the high ground.
That's right.
And details. And only gives them
what he says, I said, the worst that he could say, based on his conversations, is that the March 21st was the critical day. He came into the office, and on that day, did reveal a hell of a lot of things, except leaving out and going over lightly, skimming lightly the points that he was involved in, like he didn't go into the fact that he had fixed, as I told you, the testimony for Magruder. Now that later comes out that he did coach her, which he was not supposed to have done. He did overstate, and that's why he said that this is a terrible very odd on the right report in the context of the meeting. He then told me quite a bit about the, how he had three meetings with Mitchell on the thing where Mitchell had denied him. And he also told about the fact that the defendants have, and that money had been raised for the defendants. That that's when, of course, these are all things you've heard about since where Ehrlichman and Hall have fully approved his going to Kalmbach. That was in the early summer. And then both Ehrlichman and Hall have approved the transfer of $350,000 back to the committee, which was when he presumed, he assumed he doesn't know the committee, and a few other things. And this is the critical point, that this fellow, Bittman Hunt's lawyer, was now demanding more money for his attorney's fees. And it was then that I got into a discussion group where, which I deliberately let him out about. I said, well, suppose you can get how much you're going to need. You're going to have to do it for 4 years, aren't you? So that it costs $1 million. I said, so you can get $1 million, we can do that already. But how are you going to get it delivered to him? And how can you can't provide it, you can't produce on the clemency. In other words, what I'm getting at now is fortunately Bob does remember the conversation better than I, but what I'm getting at, the purpose of the conversation was to get at what the hell he'd been up to. And I said, well, nothing we can do about it. He is very likely, the way I would say, the way he would recount it was that he told me about this, and he said, well, let's go out and get the money. Now, the weak part of his making that charge is that he cannot indicate that anything was done, that I ordered any kind of thing. I think what I did do, I said, now, John, I've got a full written report on this case. That's when I sent him, and the following day, I sent him up to Camp David, and I said, take your time, write a report so that we can tell the truth about it. I said, I want the whole truth. I want the cigarette thing out. Let's get that story out. Let's get out the story about to the extent to which the White House is not involved, because he was still contending on the 21st that despite these things, that first, that there was no White House involvement, neither Haldeman or he in the planning of the Watergate, and second, that from a legal standpoint, there was no White House that by Haldeman or Ehrlichman or himself in obstructing, through collecting money for defense, if because they were doing it, presumably, for attorney's fees. But then the question arises as to whether it would now become obstruction. And the point was, the Bittman part, that's why the Bittman's, see, we'll weigh the chronology so that you'll have a look in your mind and know exactly what it is. Bittman had gone to, apparently, the attorney for the committee, and had asked, told him that he had to have the money. And that came in the day that he reported to me, as a matter of fact. He had to, because of, but yes, he should. It was his job to tell me what the hell was up. And it was actually then, in my own mind, as I reflect back, that triggered my own investigation of this goddamn case, because, as I told you, then the word, that basically is blackmail. Mm-hmm. You can't blackmail, and frankly, it just wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. I just said, let's suppose you could get it. I said, we can get the money. I said, but how would it work? $1 million to pay to a jackass that's in jail to keep me from talking? Well, this was the purpose of this, not talking about Watergate, but because of Hunt's saying, he talked about other things that he was engaged in. In other words, as Dean said, the purpose was he's blackmailing Ehrlichman. I said, but Jesus Christ, for a man to go out and put that on, which he will do, which I think we must assume he may do, is of course a terrible thing. But when he does that, I told Ron, I want you to meet him, we've got to have the toughest goddamn answer possible. Now, how would you answer anything like that right off the top of your head? I don't know. I can't do it. I can't get up and say, look, I'm not a crook, something like that. But we've got to devastate the city. the guy that for 9 months we were counting upon, who was supposed to be making the reports. Here's the guy, and so forth and so on. And then he comes in for the first time, 9 months later, reports this sort of a thing.
See, that's what I think you do. I always think you take it on because you have a goddamn that is a total distortion of the exchange. It was based on that the investigation was launched and the man was told to write a complete report. Stand with the kind of activity that he had been involved in became very evident. That's him. It's got to be him.
You know, the problem that he has with this, and of course, if he gets immunity, he won't have that problem. So that's the other side of the immunity question. But the problem he has with this sort of thing, this involves him. In the whole, not really, he's reporting to me what somebody else is doing. But you see, the problem it presents to us, basically, is the charge that the president was aware of or gave approval of a cover-up, you get the point, or of obstruction of justice. There is a charge that you could expect from the press and from Dean. But I think we can manage it.
That's right.
Do you think we can?
Yes.
There it is. That's his all. I've tried to bring it. I can't recall another goddamn thing.
I think that's going to be manageable. And we have two guys out front.
John Bob.
You see that? They know the realities. Now, some instances, it's going to be troublesome to them, but to anticipate, they know the institutions have to be protected, and that you have to be protected. Total honesty and a lesson in responsibility, too.
but he just became bad. I think what happened was, I saw him once after that, once briefly, you know, when he came in at that point. Doctor, but I think what happened is that he realized as he started to write his report, there was no way he could write the goddamn thing that didn't incriminate himself. That's what happened. So then he told his lawyers, and he decided to tell them. But he should have told us, shouldn't he?
That's right.
That's the point.
That's right. He was scrambling for cover, and I think that's pretty evident.
It's already.
Does his best, it's going to surface in a confused and contradictory way. At his best, assuming the worst case where that son of a bitch is just trying to let it, I still think it's going to be very confused.
Well, I suppose one of the answers will be the documents that he's got, because that's probably his case.
That's the most important. He's made lies, he's lied already.
And he could have written them down.
That's right. So it's a question of credibility if you talk to Lakeland.
We know he did, incidentally. When he says it's that Ehrlichman walked into the hall under the president's office and then came back and said we can't get that. That I know is a lie.
Well, it's just not even in the pattern of the...
Yeah. Well, that's not... That I know is a lie because I know that Ehrlichman never talked to me about the question of...
And it's inconceivable anyhow for somebody, for Bob to say, I'm just going to get an answer from the president and come right back. Hell, you don't run this place that way. You never have.
You know, I can't lightly remember that damn conversation on the 15th. I can't remember. Thank God you told me.
Well,
to my dying day, I believe it never occurred. And I wasn't trying to forget it. Believe me. It made no earthly impression on me. It must have been at the end of the day. And, you know, I'm just sitting in here. Bob was in here for a long time.
You know, been for a while. You know, that's very natural. Somebody said, well, here's a little report on whatever the hell it was.
On Watergate.
Watergate could have been something else.
Well, it could have been. Well, Dean will have undoubtedly have been a con on that. But let's look at those, his men cons that she would throw at the hearing. They'll be pretty rough. How do you answer those?
Well, it'll be as credible as he is. Anything that he writes himself is interpreted by him. I think it's motives, with or without.
His motive basically is to save his ass.
Sure.
So people are going to wonder, well, what the hell is he doing? Also, in a fight between the president's council, who had to resign, and the president, people are not going to be on the side of the goddamn council. He'll try to say, well, I had to do this because the president was trying to defend Haldeman Ehrlichman, which is true. I was defending Haldeman Ehrlichman, but I was defending men I believed to be innocent, believe me on it.